Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan, a Gabby Award winner. They call me Squidbilly. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She's a tofu taster. The First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Improv, Miss Allie Mack. And we have, back on the ones and twos, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. And in my mind, he's waving awkwardly because I can't see him because I am coming to you live from Dolphin Island for no good reason, just that we're down here with
Why are you whispering, the bro?
I'm not whispering.
Is it whispering? Rise and shine.
Well, I didn't want
to
wake
scared
up
to wake the baby up.
Well, it's not really my baby I'm worried about. My baby's tucked away a little bit in the back corner of the house. I'm on the back porch looking at the bay of Allie, say it with me, Mobile.
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 But I am located in a different little setup. I'm on the back porch here looking at the bay. These houses, as you know, are all on top of each other down here. They try to put them right on here so they can get as many beach houses as they can. But I am in between the in-laws and my sister-in-law and her husband, my boy Jacob, and in between their rooms, and I'm closer to Jacob and Elena's room, so they probably just woke up. I'm surprised their dog's not barking.
I feel like it's one of those movies where like somebody's hiding in the closet calling the police. You know, there's like an intruder, and you're like, yeah, somebody just came in the front door.
You know, I'm not as concerned about the people in your house, Bo. It's the people that are going for like the walk in the morning for that sunrise. They're going to be like, what is this guy doing? They might call the cops on you. Like, what is this? There's a belligerent man pretending he's on the radio right now.
He said in his mind, Dylan's doing a creepy wave. In my mind, there's somebody walking by outside the porch. Rise and shine. Oh, my God.
Well, if they are, they're walking in the dark.
There you go.
It's still 5 a.m. Here. That's the other thing. It's 5:06. So,
there you go.
I just irritated some people.
That's how you know it's good.
But that's what I do on a daily basis.
Yeah, roll tide.
You could say a lot of things have happened since the last time we got to talk. We were out at the Capital City Country Club yesterday. So, let's run through a few headlines here. Braves beat the Nationals yesterday 11-5. They've won 9 in a row now, so they are going to finish strong. Lions beat the Ravens during Monday Night Football, sacked Lamar Jackson 7 times, final score 38-30. Georgia's annual opponents for the next 4 seasons are reportedly Auburn, Florida, and South Carolina.
Everybody else's was announced too, Allie. Thank you very much. Well, okay, it's not just the Georgia world we live in.
We'll get there at 6:40 when we get into the college football headlines. The Cowboys' C.D. Lamb could be out 3 to 4 weeks. Mike on the IR with a high ankle sprain. But, of course, we've got a lot of news coming out of Flowery Branch. The kicking competition will continue. They're bringing more guys to compete with Parker Romo. Quarterback C.J. Henderson has been released from the practice squad. And wide receiver coach Ike Hilliard has been released. T.J. Yates will assume his responsibilities. And, of course, Raheem Morris explained yesterday that Zach Robinson will no longer be up in the coach's booth.
We'll move Zach out to the field to be able to get that little cleaner communication for him, to be able to get it to him if something does happen along those lines, to be able to be more visual and see the quarterback and be able to do some of those different things, to have him have a clear line of communication with Mike to be able to help him out a little bit more. And we definitely hold some responsibility in those things, and we'll go out and do those things.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where to, you know, start. I'm assuming with the Zach stuff because that's what Raheem was talking about. And look, I'm glad because I think Mike, you can talk a little bit about these meetings. The quarterback coach is normally the guy that is with you the most, and your position coach, I should say. But I know the OC's in there just as much too. And you know, there was quite a few things that went wrong for Michael Penix in this Falcons offense, and one of which is this play call thing that seems to be an issue. I did read a stat where the Falcons actually get the play call off, like, probably better than, like, not half, but maybe, like, 8 or 9, 10 teams in the league as far as time on the clock. Some of that was was a headset issue. The referee came over the open mic and said, hey, Atlanta's complaining about the quarterback headset. But there probably is some stuff where they're getting it out slow, too. This is a, you know, Arch and I were talking, the McVay-style offense is wordy anyways. But, look, when you've got a young quarterback, he's been in 6 games, and his 6th game is his worst, and he gets rattled, and he doesn't look himself, and his everything is off. I would like to have my OC there in person to be around him. But, I mean, you could probably touch on this a lot more about how it affects the game, because I'm pretty sure Dirk Cutter, most of the time when he was in Atlanta, was on the field.
Yeah, I was trying to think back yesterday listening to this news if I ever had a situation where a play caller was on the field. I don't know that I ever did. Now, I played you know, I played most of my football career with defensive head coaches, so that changes things just a little bit when it's a head coach calling plays like an Andy Reid, like a Sean McVay, like a Kyle Shanahan, like a Sean Payton. Those guys kind of have to be on the field, right? And that's kind of what they do. You know, I understand, Bo, you talking about how there's, you know, we're like 20th in the league or whatever it is, 22nd in terms of having time left on the clock. I saw that same stat yesterday, and one of my thoughts was, I think a lot of that's because Michael Penix is not really doing much at the line of scrimmage in terms of making audibles or making calls at the line of scrimmage. I think most of the things that are happening are kind of coming in to his headset, and it seems to me like 9 times out of 10, the play that's called in his headset is the one being run on the field. You look at, you know, some of the Staffords of the world and other guys, they're kind of doing things at the line of scrimmage, sliding protections, making sure that they're kind of covered from that end. I think it, what it does is it takes out one level of communication. You know what I mean? If there's something that Zach Robinson wants done and, you know, Michael Penix is coming off the field or he's talking to receivers, then Zach Robinson doesn't have to talk to T.J. Yates to be able to get that done, who until yesterday was the passing game coordinator, you know, for this offense. So there are different things and different ways and different routes to go about the communication there, and Zach Robinson can be more hands-on. He can be on the sideline. He can have those communication, you know, conversations with not only – Michael Penix, but the wide receivers. And when you look at the wide receivers, and it looks like there's a lack of communication with them as well. And I know we'll get to the, you know, the coaching thing, but it just, I think there was such a level of frustration from all parties involved coming off of this game. And I'm talking about Raheem Morris, Michael Penix, wide receivers, T.J. Yates, obviously Ike Hilliard, Zach Robinson. It seemed like everybody was on different pages. And, you know, Allie, I know we'll get into it in just a little bit, but watching the film was ugly, absolutely ugly watching the film this morning in terms of that passing game. And you see some of the fallout from it coming up yesterday.
We are seeing a lot of tweets. I put out, you know, just a couple things that happened up at Flowery Branch yesterday out on Twitter and asked, like, just sound off. What are your thoughts on this? And Brett Wolford wrote back that, do we have a game clock manager yet? And then Tim wrote, they're going to fire everyone except Morris. And then Carlos wrote, what does the wide receiver coach have to do with anything? The QB was off yesterday. So there's clearly so much frustration happening right now.
Yeah, look, the quarterback did not play well. There's no doubt. But the wide receivers haven't played well pretty much all season. And, I guess I'm going to start with this. If we rode Raheem hard last season about not making a change earlier with Jimmy Lake. Okay, and we all knew there was a problem. Well, guess what? There's a problem with the wide receivers and the offense as a whole, and they made a change early, and now you're mad. I don't understand it. You can't have it both ways. He clearly, there's something in the building, or there's something going on that they're communicating that doesn't seem to be communicated to that room, and they think they located the problem, and they made a change. I hate it because I have had it multiple interactions with Ike Hilliard, and I'm a huge fan. Not to mention he played at Florida back in the day on that '96 championship team. But you know, to get back to the main thing is Derwin had made a change, and look, I made the comment like you could tell the wide receivers are having issues. Mike just said it. There's something not right there. There's something not working. And the guy goes, well, how do you know the wide receivers aren't running the right routes? You're not in the huddle. You don't know the play call. Well, you're right. But what I will tell you is this, and Mike, chime in on this, because I think you, even though you didn't play wide receiver, you did play a little tight end, and you probably know this. You should never have two receivers seemingly at the same spot on a route, you know, in a field. If two wide receivers converge more than once in a game, that means that they're not on the same page. And especially, and it happened in this game, where I see two wide receivers breaking in, and Michael Penix throws the out-breaking route. What does that tell you? Somebody ran the wrong route, okay? So fix it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I, like I said, we'll get into tape as we kind of move throughout the show today and, you know, do some good, bad, and ugly stuff. But there are multiple times you're running – three go routes into cover three, which are absolutely blanketed. You got Pitts chipping on the way out, which he's late getting out, and he's running a crossing route into zone coverage, which is not going to be good. And then you got Bijan's the check down, and he is absolutely blanketed. It's just it's like they're running, you know, man concepts against zone and zone concepts against man, and something seems to be amiss. I'm with you on that. It's, you know, the comment that Ali was just talking about, you know, we don't it was the quarterback problem, right? Mm-hmm. It's a quarterback problem. Why is a wide receiver? If y'all think it's just a quarterback problem, you obviously did not watch what we're talking about. Darnell Mooney was completely lost on some plays. Darnell Mooney was not the guy that we've grown to love and respect around these parts, and he played a sloppy game as well. So there's Darnell, there's Ray Ray, there's a bunch of other guys that it just seems like are not on the same page going through this whole deal.
Yeah, can I? And one more thing, when you're watching this, a guy's not wide open if the quarterback's already thrown the ball or the ball is leaving his hands. You got to – these safeties and it happened a couple of times with Pitts. And look, I'm not saying that there wasn't moments that Michael didn't miss guys open, especially Ray on the pick six. He just skips over his read on the way to Bijan's check down, a Ray Ray who ran a little in and was wide open. And so – But if Kyle Pitts is running down the middle of the field and Michael Penix has already released the ball and the safety and the DBs all converge on where the ball was thrown, that does not mean that Kyle Pitts was wide open on the play. Okay? Well, if that safety's still in that middle of that field and he doesn't leave until the ball's gone, he's not open.
And I saw this tweet going out yesterday from a former quarterback. He was saying, I'm going to lose my mind on the Falcons offense tape, which only made me more curious. How you two, Mike and Bo, are going to react to what you've been watching, because you two know this team better than anyone. So I want to hear what you've been seeing next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. Good morning. It's 7:40 today. Mike, you're back in charge of Top 5 Tuesday.
Yeah.
Do you want to grace us with a category?
Yeah. To be honest, I'm not terribly excited. If you like to see me squirm, this is the one.
What could it possibly? You picked it, so
I know.
What is it?
Well, here's the thing. When you come off a loss like the Falcons had last weekend, I started thinking about, well, you know, it can always be worse. And I was like, man, can it be worse? Like, that's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. So I decided I was going to count down the top five most painful losses of my own playing career.
Oh.
Top five most painful losses of my own playing career.
Wow, that's brutal.
Yeah, I know. I know. And it was, and I was like, oh, it's a good category. You know, it's kind of remind me, you know, kind of put myself in the right mindset coming off that really just lopsided loss. And now after going through it and kind of pulling sound and things and sending it to Dylan, I'm like, God, dog. Like, I don't know how much I want to relive some of these, but it'll probably be interesting for some people to listen to because some of them, you know, had some involvement. There's a little bit of Georgia. There's a little bit of Florida. There's a little bit of, you know, a couple of NFL teams in there. So we'll kind of relive through some of that.
Bo, I thought you were the masochist on the show. I think we've got a new crown.
I thought this was going to be a soothing thing. You know, like a... Like, you know, I sit on the couch and stare at the ceiling and kind of talk through my feelings. And then after this morning kind of loading things up, I was like, bro, this is not good. This is not good.
I think the word you're looking for is a therapeutic experience.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, I thought so too, Allie, but I guess Mike wanted. The funny thing is I bet like at least two of these, I know two of these games are probably in the old Georgia Dome. And I can probably name, there's probably a game from 2008. There's probably a game from 2012. There's probably a game from 2000.
Stop guessing. All right, keep a lid on. What?
Write them down, note the time, and then we'll talk about it at 7:40. All right, so we're going to get into the Falcons film review, and I already know going into this, you guys have a lot of perspective. But yesterday I was scrolling Twitter, kind of doom scrolling yesterday, seeing what everyone's saying, and Dan Orlovsky tweeted out, I'm going to lose my mind over this Falcons offense tape. And I was like, oh, shoot. What in the world are Mike and Bo watching right now? What are they seeing that we're not seeing? But let's go ahead and talk about, aside from that, Raheem's presser yesterday. There was a lot said, including he talked about accountability as well.
There's no doubt about it. You know, you double down on that stuff with your wideouts. You know, that's the group that Mike's going to lean on the most, right? And I think that group, for a couple of different reasons, they're highly accountable. You got some stand-up guys in that room, whether you're talking about Drake, you're talking about Mooney, you're talking about those guys that lead that room. They'll be able to go out and figure out what he needs, how he needs it, and when he needs it, and be able to give it to him. And we'll require those things to go on, and Mike will require those things to go on. And you further branch that communication to try to leap that thing ahead so you can have that kind of communication that you have with those veteran quarterbacks. You know, being a young quarterback, you don't want to make those excuses. But you want to have the ability to go out there and try to foster that relationship and get those guys going a little bit faster. You know, those things have been going around a little bit. You know, you've seen Kyle Pitts get better. You've seen Kyle Pitts be able to foster that relationship. And now we need to do that across the board a little bit more.
It's interesting because, you know, just after he says there's a lot of accountability in that wide receiver room, you know, you fire wide receiver coach
right.
just shortly thereafter. So that's interesting to kind of look at. Now, I just wonder, and I know that we'll talk about this, Bo, but I just wonder what that relationship was like. To me, you don't fire a wide receiver coach in after week three just simply based on performance of the wide receivers.
Okay.
Like, there's got to be some other layer there, and I have to believe there's some other layer there. Because if he's coaching them correctly, then he's sitting there going, dude, you guys are not doing what I'm talking about. And then the coach, you know, the head coach looks at the wide receiver coach, and, you know, they kind of iron all those things out. But, Bo, you and I were kind of texting yesterday when this Ike Hilliard news comes out, and it's like, I just have to believe that there is something else behind the scenes to be talked about with this. Otherwise, I don't think this happens after week three.
Yeah, I mean, is he on the same page with the OC? Is he on the same page with the passing game coordinator? Is he on the same page, you know, with the head coach? I think that's the first thing. And I think people, it's not, and I'm not trying to be, look at me, I know everything's so complex, but it's not so simplistic to think, well, you know, are they getting open? It's more than that. Are they running the correct routes? Are they running them on time? Are they running them with the right effort? Are they coming back to the quarterback when they need to be? Are they fighting for the ball? Are they blocking downfield? I mean, there's so many. It's not just, you know, you line up and go run the correct route, right? But yeah, there's something that they're wanting from these receivers. I feel like that there's a miss and there's a breakdown. And you know, was it? You know, we don't know what's said behind closed doors, Mike. Do these coaches not sit in these meetings and go over things? And is there a moment where, hey, the receivers aren't doing this, and maybe there is a back and forth on that? I don't know. But what I do know is that we saw problems last year with this team in week one, week two, week three. And we got to week 12, and the same things were happening. And then we find out that, well, now Raheem's taking over the defense a little bit, and he's inserting himself. And I just go back to the Jimmy Lake thing last year, and I'm like, well, hey, you know what? I'm glad there is a change, and if they identify what they think might be a problem, there, do that. Now, if whatever is going on continues, do I think someone else might be gone? Sure, possibly.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibility based on this move after week three. And before everyone wants to say, well, why would you put a quarterback, former quarterback, over the wide receivers? Oh, I don't know, because he's coached wide receivers before. And let me tell you something, Mike. Just because you haven't ran the routes, nobody knows what route a wide receiver should be running more than a quarterback, I feel like. I sit next to one, and he's always talking about what the quarterback needs in the receiver, what the receiver needs, you know, the quarterback's looking for the receiver to do in certain situations.
Well, let me add another layer to that conversation, too, because I don't even know that you and I have talked about this off the air. There's another guy in that building that used to be a wide receiver coach and a passing game coordinator. And he just happens to be your head coach right now. And I don't know if anybody realizes this, but when you go back to the Super Bowl season, correct me if I'm wrong, your wide receiver coach was Raheem Morris. I might be off on that, but for a while, under Kyle Shanahan, Raheem Morris was the wide receiver and passing game coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons, and one of the most successful runs in offensive history for the Atlanta Falcons. So I think that Raheem Morris, also not being a guy that played wide receiver, he might understand what's needed of a wide receiver room as well. I think he's seen it done, and he's seen it done at the highest level, and Matt Ryan wins an MVP that year. So there's just something. It's not as simple as looking at it and say, well, man, the wide receivers weren't good. Well, I guess they had to get rid of their wide receiver coach. That's just not how it works. Not after week three. You know, you get deeper into the season, you get to week 10 or whatever it may be, maybe that's a conversation, but there's something deeper. There's another layer to be peeled back on the entire move with Ike Hilliard. And, you know, I got to be real. And it's just like I said just a minute ago, watching the tape today, the amount of checkdowns. You checked the ball down to Tyler Algier. You checked it down multiple times to Bijan. You tried to check it down on the pick six. You checked it down to Charlie Warner. And all of these checkdowns, the wide receivers are absolutely blanketed. Like, I mean blanketed. Like, there is nobody running free. And so you can see what Michael Penix is looking down the field going, yep, not throwing any of these guys. Might as well throw it out here to the side. And Carolina was so ready for that. That's why you see the pick six and them jumping the route on the check down. That's why you see a lot of times when Charlie Warner catches the ball, it's like a four-yard loss. Tyler Algier gets hit immediately. These guys are the scheme overall. And I don't know that it's what's being, you know, communicated from Zach Robinson schematically, or if it's, you know, something that's amiss between Zach and Ike Hilliard and the wide receivers. Sorry. But something was amiss because nobody was really running free, and they weren't exactly scheming guys to get open in any way. I don't know who's what lever, you know, what layer that was.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point. Zach is going to have to do a little soul searching now with this and say, hey, have I simplified this or become too vanilla to protect it, whether he's trying to protect Penix or the offensive line because of the moving parts, you know, that they had with I've got to come back and reset myself. But also, I say this, and I'll kind of want a quick comment from you. Like, Michael Penix has also got to trust himself a little bit and trust his arm and trust his accuracy throwing the ball down the field and put guys up to bat a little bit too. Now, I'm not saying put the ball in harm's way, but if I've got Drake London in a one-on-one situation, put him up. He's one of the best, 50-50 ball catchers out there. Put him up to bat. Like, you got to put guys up to bat a little bit too. You can't be too safe. And look, if they're blanketing everything in the check down, get out of the pocket and get 4 or 5 yards. Get down, play it safe, and maybe that'll relax what the defense is doing a little bit.
Yeah, I think there would be. And like I said, there's too many times where you're running man concepts, and I'm talking about like go routes, and you're running it into these zone coverages where it's cover three deep, and all three of the deep defenders are all over your guys. They're just dropping into coverage. There needs to be some zone concepts when you're facing zone teams. We knew that going in. We talked about it. Bo and I talked about it in the pregame. This is a cover three team. So if you're going to get that and you're going to get this kind of picket fence underneath, you have to have routes by the guys like Kyle Pitts and Ray McLeod where they can settle into the zones. They can have some of these option routes, catch the ball, turn up field, and get easy first downs. I mean, literally, Patrick Mahomes has made a living off that. Now, I know, Avero did a nice job as a defense coordinator in Carolina kind of switching things up and going different directions with his defense, but – you know, it needs to look better in a lot of different ways, and hopefully a more direct line of communication will help with those things on Sunday.
Don't you give guys option routes in some offenses where they have an option, they can see the defense, they can kind of, hey, if you see it's cover three, break in, just make it an in-breaking route or something like that?
Well, again, that has to be communicated from the quarterback and to the quarterback, and then also you can run – it's not only option routes – it can be option routes based on who's covering you as well. So, but yeah, you're pretty spot on with that.
Well, and Mike and Bo here are going to continue to give us insight on the film they've been watching, because I know it's just been frustrating for all of us. We're also going to get into Monday Night Football, but next, officially, the SEC will release its new 9-game schedule tonight, but it's already leaked, and we'll get into those opponents. And we've got my Allie Mac drop, got some hot sports goss. Off the Dancing with the Stars front, somebody's girlfriend dropped out at the last minute. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. And the SEC will release its new 9-game schedule for 2026 tonight at 7 p.m., but pretty much been leaked at this point. The three annual opponents will be, for the next four seasons for Georgia, Auburn, Florida, South Carolina. For Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, Mississippi State. And for Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, South Carolina. Everybody happy?
I think everybody is slightly upset. I think everybody. But here's the thing. I think fans are upset in a bad way. And I think the teams are probably upset in a good way. Like, I don't want the Alabama-LSU game to go away on an annual basis. Now, just remember, this is the next 4 years. I think Georgia fans probably don't want the Tennessee game to go away. Would that be a fair statement? I don't think Georgia fans want the Tennessee game to go away on an annual basis. And Bo, I'm sure you have thoughts about, you know, the fact that the Tennessee game is going away for Florida as well. That stings a little bit. But I think – in the end, I think everybody came out with a fair shake in terms of actual ability from their opponents.
Sure, I guess. I mean, you know, Georgia, Kentucky, and South Carolina have all been pretty good lately, you know, for the most part.
Well, who hasn't been other than Mississippi State? I mean, Vanderbilt's good right now.
I know. But, I mean, I think, to be real with you, Florida and LSU have played every year since, like,
good point,
the 70s. And then they became the – and when they went to the 12-team thing, it became the rival, right, that they had to play, the cross.
Yeah.
I would have seen Florida-Auburn than Florida-Kentucky or Florida-South Carolina, because that's always been a fun matchup. I'm 100% with you. I despise the fact that Alabama and LSU is going away. That is, you know, if you don't give me Alabama-LSU, at least give me Auburn-LSU, which we remember back in the day when Auburn-LSU, back when you were playing,
some
Mike.
Absolute barn burners, no pun intended.
I mean, dude, I'm going to tell you something, and those were some hard-hitting games. I do like the fact they got Oklahoma-Texas, right? Oklahoma-Ole Miss playing every year? That just sounds dumb to me. I mean, I don't.
That's like one of those throwaway. You're like, oh, they got to play somebody. You know,
why isn't it? I'm not trying to be that guy, and I know what they're doing, and I know they wouldn't do this, but it should be Oklahoma playing Missouri, Texas, and Texas A&M, because those three teams are all natural to each other. They all played in the Big 12 together at one point. That should be the matchup every year. Georgia should be playing Tennessee every year just like Florida should. I mean, and you know what's stupid about it is because my complaining – would make it a much harder schedule year in and year out team.
Yeah, that was my point earlier. I was like, I think fans are upset like in a bad way. It's like, oh, we kind of wish it would be more difficult. And I think, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, I think Tennessee probably got the best shake out of this entire thing. Like they, like we talked about, they're not playing Georgia on an annual basis anymore. They're not playing Florida on an annual basis. Instead, they're going to play Bama because it's third Saturday in October. But then they got Kentucky and Vanderbilt. Now, again, this is a four-year agreement, right? And you're going to kind of look back at things after 4 years and go, okay, where did we step wrong? And it's not like you won't play those games for the next 4 years. You'll probably see these teams match up twice. Mm-hmm. But it just is what it is at this point.
Okay, you say that Tennessee got it the best. I'm not going to disagree with you there, because that's pretty right, especially we don't know what Alabama is now.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
I
not
agree.
Trying to knock them. We just don't
know.
I
agree.
You want to know who got it the worst? Arkansas. They got to play LSU, Texas, and Mizzou. And Mizzou is, you know, as long as Eli Drinkwitz is there, Mizzou is not, I mean, Mizzou won like 10 games last year. So, I mean, but LSU and Texas, I mean, yeah. and then you couple that with the years they're going to get a Georgia or an Alabama or maybe a Florida. Well, I don't know. Let's not put Florida in there. You know, a Tennessee, you know, like that's, I mean, Who did Sam Pittman irritate?
Yeah, well, not only that. We didn't even get a chance to talk about it yesterday, but Arkansas walked into a buzzsaw in the Liberty Bowl this past weekend against Memphis.
Jeez, did you see how that game ended?
Oh, yeah, it was classic.
Fumbling You're about to kick a game-winning field goal. You're really just trying to set the ball and run the clock out.
Yeah, not
cough
good.
It up.
Not good.
Awful.
Well, I do want to mention the ACC agreed yesterday to move to a 9-game conference schedule after meetings in Charlotte and align with the rest of the Power Four.
How many teams do we have in the ACC these days? I don't even know what the number
is. 16 or 17.
So they're right on par then with the rest of the conferences. That was like my first thing that came to mind. I was like, man, they got 9 games. I'm sitting there going through it all. It's just I can't even keep track of who all's in the ACC these days. You know, much less the other conferences and everything else going on around that. But I think it's probably a smart business move. And I know that they also added their 10th game will be a Power Four opponent as well. So cool.
It's funny because I was talking to Wes Durham, who's also does the main ACC game every week for the ACC Network, and I was like, hey, where are you coming from this week? Where are you traveling from? He's like, I'm at Stanford for Boston College. Stanford's a couple weeks ago. I was like, man, that's an old. There's nothing says a classic ACC matchup like a former Big East team and a former Pac-12 or 10 team back in the day. But yeah, they have Cal in there now with Stanford, SMU. So I mean, it's just a mixed bag.
Yeah, definitely is.
Well, and Mike, I see you wearing your Alabama gear
there.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I did.
I didn't notice.
So
Sorry.
Ahead of the Georgia-Alabama game, got to let you know, though, Kalen DeBoer said running back Jam Miller and defensive lineman Tim Keenan are set to make their season debut.
Need them in a bad way. Bama's run game has been poor, and I don't think it's a running back issue, although it's not helping that Jam Miller's been out. Their offensive run capabilities, and I talked about this with Bo, they hired Ryan Grubb from Seattle, and he was at Washington. They don't run the ball well. They didn't run the ball extremely well at Washington. Seattle was awful on the ground game when he was up there with the Seahawks last year. I remember scouting them before they played the Falcons, and that has continued in the way they go about their business in Tuscaloosa. So we shall see. Hey, game week. Get my mind right.
I have to know, the hoodie and the hat match. Does the shirt underneath match? Do you have
It's just a white T-shirt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a white T-shirt. No, yeah, the pullover is the outfit.
Okay.
I figured it was a Shane Van Gisbergen shirt underneath there.
You would have been probably most of the time.
Mike is the Alabama guy here. He knows more. And when I say that, he knows more about the team. He follows them more, just like he'll come to me for Florida. And we go to Allie for Georgia stuff. But here's what I'll say. Mike, if you think I'm wrong, step all over me. The one thing that hasn't changed about the SEC is you still have to run the football to win in this league. And I mean run well. Georgia didn't run the ball great last year. But they ran just enough. You have to run the football in this league. You cannot play Texas Tech offense like back when Mike Leach was there. Even though they're kind of doing that a little bit now, and win consistently in this league.
Yeah, can you win 10 games passing the ball? Sure. Are you going to win an SEC title without running the ball? No, probably not. It's just not how it works, man.
Well, I want to remind you that Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 4 matchup between the Washington Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Look, I've got some hot sports goss for you guys
all
today.
All right, the tea.
But listen, I realize we're on a sports station, so we're going to make a game out of it, okay? But
okay.
Dancing with the Stars just released their cast. Show is underway at this point. And there is a late arrival after everyone had already been practicing for weeks. Lauren from Fifth Harmony was just added at the last minute, so she's behind schedule. Now, why was she a late arrival? A last-minute addition. Somebody dropped out. Allegedly, because they couldn't control the interviews they were going to have to do.
Oh, no.
This somebody is a girlfriend of a college football coach, former NFL
Bill Belichick.
Coach. Yes.
No way.
Jordan Hudson allegedly dropped out because she could not control how she was going to be seen. Can you believe that?
Yes. Yeah, she's an idiot for that.
On brand after we saw how she acted in the interview with the Bill Belichick interview. Very much on brand.
This should have been the best thing that ever happened to her and Bill.
Exactly.
So dumb.
But she wanted all the control. So we're going to play.
What a missed opportunity.
We're going to play. Dear Jordan, what could have been? Because a lot of athletes have actually won Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I want to see if you guys remember any of these.
Okay.
So the first one is a running back who played for the
Emmitt
Dallas
Smith.
Cowboys. Yes.
He's from Pensacola. That's the only reason I
didn't let me say the clue
Sorry.
That he starred in Little Giants.
Sorry. Mike. Sorry.
All right, how about the 8-time Olympic track speed skating medalist?
Anton Ono.
I know where you're
Bonnie
going.
Bonnie Blair.
It's Apollo Ono.
Apollo Ono.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I knew it was in there somewhere.
Okay, how about she's one of the most famous Olympic figure skaters ever? She was the first Asian American to win a gold
Chrissy
medal.
Chrissy Yamaguchi.
That is it.
Wow, good pull. Nice work.
All right, this next one from season 14. He's a wide receiver that played for the
Jerry Rice.
Nope.
Oh.
Wide receiver that played for the Green Bay Packers, helped them win Super Bowl 45.
Greg Jennings.
Nope. Played 99 to 2012.
Wasn't Greg Jennings? I don't know. I'm drawing a blank here. Oh, Dylan's back there Googling. I'm looking for help. He's going to Google.
It is.
Oh, was it the little white guy?
Jordy Nelson.
Jordy Nelson.
No, it was Donald Driver.
Oh, man. That's okay. All right. Fair enough.
All right.
I apologize to Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got another Olympian here. From 2008, won the balance beam gold and also won the 2007 all-around world champion award.
Oh, man, that's a
pint size, teeny tiny woman.
I don't know. They're all
I was going to say, aren't they all kind of tiny?
Pretty small.
Simone Biles? I don't know.
It's not Shawn Johnson.
It is Shawn
Johnson.
There
you go.
Yeah,
Let's go.
Won season 8. One
like
more.
She used to do taco commercials.
Yeah.
For tag.
All right, last one. This is another football player running back for the Oakland Raiders in 2013 and then the New York Giants 2014 to 2017. Won season 24.
Brandon Jacobs?
Nope.
No, he was way earlier than that.
This is who is this?
Rashad Jennings.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I'm like going through all the Giants, but I'm like, none of those guys played for the Raiders. But yeah, that makes sense.
I think it's okay that you guys didn't know exactly who all the Dancing with the Stars winners were.
Yeah, I think I've been okay. Have I ever watched it? Absolutely not. cannot say that I've watched too much, but good for them on how long that show's actually lasted.
I know.
I give them kudos on that one.
Football players got the leg up because they got them loose hips.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You know, Emmett, when he was playing, there's a big deal made about when he did like ballet when he was playing. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's why I remembered that one.
Well,
the time.
Congratulations to all those winners. Sorry, Jordan, you won't be one. Allegedly. It's all
allegedly. Yeah. Me too.
Coming up, film study has been in session for Mike and Bo. We'll get their take on what happened during Sunday's game against the Panthers. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.